When Queen Harish came on stage, you could not look away. She whirled, she twirled, her sequined skirts billowed around her. Her arms were filled with bangles up to her elbows. Her eyes flashed. She was petite, but filled the stage like a fireworks display. And then off stage, with the makeup off, she became he. Queen Harish was just Harish, a clean-cut young man from Jaisalmer in the desert state of Rajasthan. The desert drag queen.
Unique Queen Harish style, keh sakte.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I met Queen Harish when he came to perform in San Francisco. I didn't know what to make of him. He was an incorrigible flirt. He didn't fit into the LGBTQ alphabet soup I knew, though. Queen Harish was married to a woman. He had two children. He explained in an interview that the queen was all about being a princess of the desert, more regal than camp. The drag was a term he learned in the West.
Drag queen culture ko dekhte hue Queen Harish naam pada, which is mere liye wo perfect new ho raha hai ki mera jo avatar hai, jo mera veshbhusha hai, wo ek Rajasthani queen ki tarah hai.
This desert drag queen was not exactly Priscilla, queen of the desert. But this was not Dame Edna performance camp either. In his native Rajasthan, men are known for their machismo and fierce curling mustaches. The women veil their heads and wear armloads of bangles. As a boy, Harish loved to watch Bollywood films on TV, copy the actresses, choreograph their songs. "But I did it in my head," he said with a giggle. "The whole family was watching together. I wasn't alone." When he played the blue-skinned Hindu god Krishna in a school play bedecked in jewels, he realized no one recognized him. It freed him. He tried women's clothes and looked at himself in the mirror. He was amazed. "Before that, I didn't know I'm beautiful," he said. "After I took off my makeup, I could still smell it all night. It was beautiful." But he was not out about his dancing queen alter ego. He worked in the Post and Telegraph office. His parents had died while he was still in his teens, leaving him with his two sisters. Dance was a way to support them, he said in an interview. Sometimes dancing 2 hours in a hotel for less than $2. And he did it despite ridicule.
Mujhe apna bhi pet bhanna tha, unka bhi pet bhanna tha, unka dhyan rakhna tha.
But the small-town boy with broken English turned his drag persona into an international career. I remember him in San Francisco collaborating with DJ Chebi Saba, who laughed and said he was always flirting. But when he performed, you couldn't take your eyes off him. Jasmine Dellal featured Queen Harish in the documentary When the Road Bends, Gypsy Caravan. I remember watching Harish set the stage on fire with musicians at the Jaipur Literature Festival under the cold night sky, dancing with a flaming sword or balancing pots on his head. When he danced on his knees, the audience would go wild. Jasmine Dellal told me she accompanied Harish to his hometown of Jaisalmer. She was surprised to find that in his conservative, traditional hometown, they respected the fact that he was making his living this way and he had a nice house to show for it. Last year, when there were elections in his home state of Rajasthan, Queen Harish popped up in a video encouraging people to do their civic duty and vote. He told me he made sure that the tailor who made him his first costumes still got his business. He went to his local Hindu temple twice a day, and twice a year he walked to a temple 500 miles away to dance for free all night. He remembered his roots. His drag was never about caricature. It was about dance and dignity. "I like to copy the Bollywood actresses," he told me, "but not the new kinds with the very short clothes." A Bollywood director once offered him a role, not realizing this was a man. And he did get to dance in Bollywood in the movie Jai Ganga Jai.
बड़ी वही मान रहे नजर तोरी राजा बड़ी वही मान रहे.
I just couldn't help but marvel at his talent and his chutzpah. He just stared down everyone who mocked him as a cross-dresser and became an international celebrity. And I envied how comfortable he was being himself or herself, at ease with his feminine side, always proudly Queen Harish, whether in San Francisco or in small-town India. I once asked him on the phone, do men fall in love with his onstage courtesan persona? Come and watch the performance, he said, instantly flirtatious. That answer, I will have to give face to face. This week, Queen Harish and several of his musicians were killed in a road accident in India. He was 39.
Unique Queen Harish style kaise?
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.